and welcome to the Power Up Show on Alive 90.5. You're with Mia and Paul, and as always, we will be driving you home with the business news that was for the week. Paul, what is happening on the show today?
Good evening, Mia. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Power Up Show. If I can get my teeth in correctly on this Thursday evening. On the show today, we shall, as always, or almost always, be talking to our LinkedIn ninja, Gillian Bullock, in a short while for her to update us on what's happening in the world of LinkedIn for this week. And also this week, we're going to be talking to another, not a ninja, but a Google guru. So it's LinkedIn.
Our official Google partner.
Our official Google partner, Tony Skinner, will be joining us. And he's welcome back to the Power Up Show. He's been a guest of ours before. And he's going to be sharing all the latest on Google in terms of Google searching and some really great insight he's going to enjoy. So that's really our show for tonight to really share a lot of stuff there. As always, some great rock music as well. And you're listening to the Power Up Show with Mia and Paul.
The Power Up Show, it's 12 minutes past 6, and as always, we have the absolutely gorgeous, infamous, or is it famous? I'm not quite sure, Gillian.
Famous. Just famous.
LinkedIn ninja down under, number one in the Australasia area, the young, beautiful Miss Gillian Bullock. How are you, darling?
I'm good and very flattered now.
Look, I only speak the truth unless I'm speaking to Paul, in which case it's all lies.
Yes, check is in the mail, darling.
Now, before we get started, Gillian, as always, you being the dynamic woman that you are, you were presenting to, what, about 200 people last night?
I think a few more than that, actually.
Yeah, it was more than that. There was 550 booked in, and so I think the room had about 400 turn up, yeah.
Wow. So do you just want to talk us through what you were presenting at?
Sure. So this was the City of Ryde Get Connected event, which I believe is annual, and I almost said a different variation on that word for a sec then. Sorry. dropped one at the end. No. And it was sponsored by Optus, which meant that, you know, the speakers were actually paid, so it wasn't a pitch fest event, which is, you know, always handy because then you get really good info. So I think they had about six speakers.
Yeah, and it was interesting because, you know, just to remind our listeners of the caliber of person that we speak to every week with the LinkedIn Ninja, you were put next to the MD of Optus Australia. You were lined up next to Google. I mean, these are not small names that they're getting in front of us. These are big players, and you are right there where you belong.
Well, a client of mine actually commented on a post when I was advertising it, which I didn't even realise, but he said, So let me get this straight. They've got a staff member from Google representing Google. They've got a staff member from Optus representing Optus. And then they've got you representing LinkedIn. I went, oh, hang on.
Yeah. It's a powerful
actually, and the other thing I heard actually before the start of the evening as well, there were some people talking behind where myself and Mia were sitting, and they were talking about you. Yes, I've seen LinkedIn Ninja before, and she's really good. She has this regular meeting in Sydney with another lady, and it's fantastic, and she shares some great stuff. So there's a little bit of...
You're so right, Paul, because it's interesting. We know Gillian quite well. So for us, Gillian, you're just part of the family. But we forget that you do have that certain amount of infamy and I suppose more, there's that famous factor to you because there were a lot of hushed tones around LinkedIn ninja is in the room.
The phrase from a movie gone by, we're not worthy, comes to mind.
Yes,
to
correct.
Me.
Every time
I had to be careful there. Am I too old? I remember that one. You don't.
No idea what the movie is?
Hey, how are you? That's Wayne's World, mate.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, you see, I remember Wayne's World.
That brought back Bohemian Rhapsody.
Now, Gillian,
I know these things.
Last week we were speaking a little bit about voice messages and how to leave a voice message. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the value of video. Now, the very interesting thing is I've actually got one of my clients phone me this morning at 7:30 this morning, left this frantic message for me to say there is somebody on LinkedIn, it's actually a mutual contact of ours, I'll talk a little bit about it off air with you, who has contacted her 11 times through LinkedIn. 3 times has left voice messages, 5 times has left video messages, and the rest has been just normal messaging through LinkedIn, and she's freaking out. Is that the right thing to do? And that was in the space of less than 24 hours. Right thing or wrong thing to be doing?
Okay. So this person needs to, you know, be caught by police and put back in the medical asylum, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit full on and strange, that's for sure.
Yeah, correct. So that's not the right way to do it.
No, I mean, I'd love to know what they've said, but if their person they knew was from the New South Wales Lottery Agency, then I'd welcome all 11 messages. But to say that you've won, that'd be okay.
Correct.
But yeah, if it was, you better pick up your phone because we've got to do this deal now or something.
My suggestion was get on the phone with him and just get into that.
Well, yeah,
because that's stalker mode. So that's not what LinkedIn designed voice messages for, right?
No.
Did you
receive my video message?
I haven't yet. As always, I haven't watched it yet because I didn't want to.
I didn't give you one, Paul.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. Mia's got one, but she hasn't got it. See, I would have been on the ball. I would have found it, you see. So I'm just...
Okay.
I'm just staring here.
Yeah, so I'm going to press play now.
No, okay.
It's all gorgeous, as always, but...
I can tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm just about to meet someone, so I left her a video message so that she would know what I'm wearing because we've never met before.
Oh, that's clever. So, Gillian, you were walking down the room, you were walking down, I can see in the background you're at Martin Place, and what you had was a bright coloured scarf and not having met the person before. What a fantastic idea, because I know on more than one occasion I've looked around the room going, I wonder who it is, hoping that the LinkedIn picture is the right picture, and then land up talking to some strange person.
That's how you met me, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm still running away from that.
Yeah, so that is a really good way of using the video feature, is when you're actually meeting that person that day and you say to them, I'm just around the corner, really looking forward to the meeting and discussing, X, Y, Z. But the idea of it is to actually kind of give them, I could be very subconsciously, they know exactly what you're wearing.
It's a great idea because it's like, it takes away that embarrassment when you are meeting someone for a coffee someone's first time and it's somewhere crowded. At least then you're right. It's a great idea. Mm. I think it's absolutely brilliant. So I know my challenge for the week is to do my first video message this week.
Please don't send it to me, I beg of you. Send it to Gillian.
I'll go send it to you, Gillian, sorry. You don't need my spam.
I look forward to receiving that. The other one that I like the video messaging is when somebody's actually doing a demonstration. So, somebody's very confused. They leave a message going, how do you do that? I don't remember what you said and what you
did. That's quite
clever. So you could actually get onto it and go, okay, you actually open the flap here and then you click this part into that part. And that's all you have to do. There you go. Look forward to seeing you next week or whatever it is.
Someone like me that's
really
like
good to do a little demo.
Not overly handy and with sort of like mechanical stuff, that could be very useful.
Yeah, it would be really handy for any kind of demonstration or something like that.
Gillian, to be honest, when you said to me last week, I don't know what I'm going to talk about with videos and LinkedIn because it is what it is, it's a video, you've actually just brought out two very important points of how useful the video function is within LinkedIn, because we're not talking about, for our listeners' benefit, we're actually not talking about the video that you can record a video on LinkedIn as a post. This is a message we're sending. So you're personalizing it, you're getting to the point, this is who I am, what I'll be wearing, if you're looking for me, really looking forward to it, or hey, I got your message, you seem to have a problem with X, Y, and Z, Paul, that's the on button of your computer, just press it and we're good to go and we're showing what to do. So it's quite interesting in what you're saying, because I would never have thought about using the video functions in the way that you've just explained.
Okay, cool. Learn something new every day.
We do. And that's why you are the LinkedIn ninja and I am just the idiot who on occasion figures out how to work in LinkedIn.
There you go.
Gillian, as always, it's been absolutely phenomenal and fantastic speaking to you. I know that you're hunkered down in a hotel at the moment.
I am.
You're always on the move somewhere, Gillian. Yeah. You're always in demand. So once again, really appreciate your time.
It's Thursday night, but.
Gillian, we'll chat to you next week and we'll continue our journey through the LinkedIn process. You have an awesome week.
Thank you, as always, Gillian. You're listening to The Power Up Show with Mia and Paul on Alive 90.5. Welcome back to The Power Up Show with Mia and Paul. It's just turned 24 minutes past 6 o'clock on Thursday the 26th of September. And now, after the LinkedIn ninja, we have a Google partner, a Google guru. But to us, basically, he's our welcome back to The Power Up Show. He is a winner. He is a grinner. His name's Tony Skinner. Welcome back, Tony.
Well, good evening.
Tony, good I would evening like to. You too. I think we need to correct something. Paul's calling you a winner, a grinner, but the truth is, isn't it a winner and a sinner? And his name is Tony Skinner.
Well, I just changed it to be more realistic to what Tony delivers.
And it's quite funny because after the show, considering the time, I'm going to go and have a chicken dinner.
So I love it.
Oh, Tony, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you. I mean, there's very few people that can say they've got a Google partner / Google guru on speed dial, but here at the Power Up Show, that's exactly what we have. And for us, that means that we really get an insight into what Google's doing before the rest of the crowd. So do you just want to talk to us a little bit about a couple of things that are coming up with Google?
Well, yeah, that's quite apt because Google had a update yesterday, what they call a significant core update. They only announce it when they're getting significant updates. So,
I mean, what's a significant update? I feel like, you know, exactly.
Same here. I need educated on this.
So, Google updates pretty much 365 times a year. So, they're little tweaks and whatever. A few times a year, they have major core updates. In the past, there have been things like changing how many links you can have. There used to be things people from overseas would say, we can get you 500 links for $500. That's all been cracked on over the years, so it's a major update. We don't know what the impact is yet. It may be a big impact, it may not be a big impact. I haven't seen any changes with my clients yet.
Yep.
So we're a little bit slower than the States with those sort of things. But I thought, well, what people can do, they can, there is a general guideline, search quality evaluative guidelines, and that's 167 pages.
So just go back a step. When you say search quality and the links and the number of links, I think maybe you might just have to rewind a little bit on that because for those of us who don't know, I actually have some idea about what you're talking about, but I would guess there's a number of listeners out there that don't. And when I say have a little bit of...
Mia sees my hand go up, Tony.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So basically what it is that links, if you think about links as votes, okay?
Yep.
So if you have votes, say you're a real company, you have 10 people voting by linking to you, and say, for example, you got a link from a university or a government website that has a ranking value of 50 out of 100, it's just a round number, compared, and that's a good one. So Google go, you've got a great vote there, so we will give you credit for that vote. But if you've got 50 votes at a value of 1, that does not make 50 votes.
So it's building a website that's got integrity. So anything you're doing on the website is relevant, is of value, and you're working with organizations that have high integrity and ranked well in Google already. So that's the strength of it. Okay.
Exactly. And that's what Google's looking for. So always building websites with good, relevant, quality content that people are looking for. And being consistent about doing updates to that is what's going to help you. And that's all that you really need to do. The problem is there's so many other factors. And like I say, this other document that's got 167 pages is pretty dense.
So in terms of the Google update, then let's take that step back again. So you said there's a significant Google update coming up. So what would that update then be if it's around links?
No idea.
Okay.
We don't know.
Hurry up and wait.
What Google's focus is, and sometimes it can take several months before people figure out what Google's focus is. They do not tell you. They do not confirm. You jump onto Twitter, various channels on Twitter, and everybody in the industry talks and goes, "Okay, well, these are the numbers." The other thing is that in Australia we are small. So I generally have to wait for things to happen in America because they've got massive amounts of data where we...
Right. And it's interesting, actually, going back to what you said at the start there as well, Tony, how, you know, Google basically... So it sounds like, you know, in terms of the functionality, it sounds like parts of it are actually almost a case of led out of the US and they follow to other countries. And I guess probably Australia maybe is further down the list in terms of when these changes come through.
Exactly. I went to a conference in New York a couple of years ago. And, yeah, I did that because I wanted to see what the future is for search in Australia in a couple of years' time or whatever. And I just wanted to confirm I was in the heading in the right direction and what have you. And then, of course, there's Google Ads, which has changed. They've changed a lot in Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
So what used to be known as Exact Match, which is radio show, people type in radio show, you show up and for nothing else. They've changed that as well.
Hmm.
So when someone looking for a radio show, maybe looking for a radio show 90.5, so that's relevant. And we're going, well, so, you know. At the end of the day, I always think that Google makes all these changes so they can make more money.
Well, isn't it amazing that might happen?
It's interesting, Tony, because when I make changes, it's also so I can increase prices and make more money. And that's for the simple reason that Woolworths don't like it when I run out of the store and I don't pay.
Exactly. So what can happen is that, yeah, exactly, to follow that through, people are running out of the store, yeah, and not paying their dues to be found properly by Google.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are tricking the algorithm, because there are, it is an algorithm, it's a mathematical formula.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand some of the things in the mathematical formula, and it takes time for Google to understand that people are tricking the system,
mm-hmm.
and they go, right, well, we don't like what you're doing.
Now we have another update. You know,
we're going to have an update. Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
When we come back, what we really want to talk to you about is the Google, as if Google's an entity. The Google. Like my mother would say, the Google. I want to talk to you about Google and podcasts and what Google are doing with podcasts. So we're going to go and clear off some ads and some music. And when we come back, we'll have Tony Skinner, our official Google partner and Google guru, talking to us a little bit about podcasts and what it means to be in the podcast arena and Google in 2019.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back with Tony in about 10 minutes. So you're listening to the Power Up Show with Mir and Paul on Alive 90.5.
We have the Google guru/partner Tony Skinner still on the line. Tony, thanks for standing by for us.
No worries. Glad to be here.
Now, Tony, an interesting thing that's just come out on Google is podcasts. Now, podcasts in itself are not unique. In fact, I would hesitate to guess, and I probably should have done my research on this, but we have a research amnesty on the show. We just make blanket statements and assume they're true.
Yep.
But I would venture a guess to say that podcasts are probably one of those medias that are on the up and up.
They certainly are. And I mean, you're right about podcasts themselves are not new. They come about because of the word iPod and iPod broadcast.
Really?
I've lost the words there, Tony. It's like I'm educated yet again by you.
Yeah, it's a bad habit of mine, but what do you do?
So it's iPod and
broadcast.
There you go.
Podcast. Wow, okay. Go. Let's pretend we knew that. Yes, yeah. Paul and I were well over that.
Yeah.
Clearly not.
So what it is that, yeah, podcasts have been around for a long time. Using them for a business purpose is still fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of advantages and lots of reasons why businesses want to do that. And creating brand awareness and establishing authority is certainly a key one. And I'd certainly say that, yeah, in the current market, there are hardly any podcasts from Australia. They are predominantly America.
And when you say that there's hardly any, is that just percentage-wise? Because, I mean, there are thousands of podcasts out there, and it does seem that there's a lot of Australian podcasts out there. But I suppose for us, it's because we're in Australia, so we tend to see that there's Australian podcasts versus what the percentage really is.
Yeah, exactly. So what's happening, and this is new, so how you optimize and do different things in relation to that, well, you know, if you've got someone that's used to optimizing, then that will help you. But yeah, so it's still fairly new. And in any new market, those who get in first will gain the most.
So when you say we're getting in first, what are we doing?
Right. So what you do is that to set up a podcast, you've got to have content. So you've got to record some episodes. And then once you've recorded the episodes, just like you do here on the radio station, record some episodes, put it on a hosting platform, and then distribute it through Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the biggest barrier for people to starting a podcast is, how do I do it?
Mm.
Yeah, and it's like anything, especially anything that's new, people are just reluctant because they're going, well, how do I start? How do I do it? So I've got a guide to do it on my website, or you know, there are companies out there that can help you to do it. So it really depends on how much time you want to spend on it, because you can spend a lot of time setting it up and then getting it wrong. You can spend a lot of time setting it up and not continuing with it, or you can just go, you know what, there's somebody out there that can do it for me, just get it done and keep going forward. And the good thing is, earlier I was talking about getting new content onto your website.
Yeah.
This is an awesome way to do that.
Fantastic. Tony, just step back 1 second. Did you say that there's information on your website that's going to be able to help people to do this
there
as well?
There is. So there's a guide on my website, How to Start a Podcast. It's quite lengthy because there's a lot involved.
And just can you just let us know what your website is for our listeners, please, Tony?
Thank you for asking. So it's Clicks, C-L-I-C-K-S, for profits, F-O-R-P-R-O-F-I-T, clicksforprofit.com.au. Just jump onto the site and you'll be up. A little window will pop up. Just give us your details and we'll send you the information.
Brilliant. That's a great free gift.
It's a free gift. I love giving.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic, Tony. Thank you.
Tony, now we do have to ask you, we actually haven't asked you this question, so I mean there's only 12,000 listeners, so no pressure. Feel free to say no, but you'll be letting all of us down, not just Paul and I. And the question is, while you say that Google doesn't make a lot of changes often, when they do make it, it catches people unaware. But more importantly, there's a lot more to Google than meets the eye. And for very many of us, we're not actually aware of doing it, of what Google's doing. So could we ask you to become our official Google guru and come on the show once a month and just give us some updates as to what we should be doing?
Happy to do that.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah, no pressure.
It doesn't change that often. Look, you know what? I could almost do once a week and I'm offering that.
I heard he was offering that. Did you hear that?
No.
I think it's down to us. I think we're out there to negotiate now. It's all good.
So I think once a month is great because things do change. Like I say, just literally yesterday, and in fact, I was on the front page yesterday for Podcast Producer Sydney. I'm now on page 2, and I'll probably get back. So Google is playing games with me.
You're educating people and they're bumping you back.
Yeah, well, I hope that's not what's happening.
Yeah, we know, Tony, I know you'll figure a way. You'll make it happen because you always do.
I'm confident that I'll be back because in looking at it, I can see why I should be back. So that's easy. Yeah, happy to do that. I mean, you know, if you've got any questions that listeners want to send in,
We do have one question, but you did answer that. That is the website to get the free podcast from, which is clicksforprofit.com.au. The pop-up will come. You can just fill in your details, Rick, and you'll be able to get the document from Tony. So thank you for that, Tony.
It probably doesn't help the fact that we didn't give out the text number earlier in the show. So to next time, Tony, we'll promise we'll give the text number out. So this is already not off by heart anyway, but I just realised we didn't give that out, did we?
Thankfully, Rick knew it, so he got hold of us pretty quickly. Was on it,
okay, look, that's fine. No questions is easier for me, I guess.
There'll be plenty next time, don't worry, we'll fire them up, we'll get everybody ready, and we'll advertise the number several times. So
beautiful, thank you, Tony, so much. We'll have you back in the next month's time as our official Google partner/guru, and we'll really delve into the world that is Google and very much a big part of all of our lives.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks,
fantastic. Tony. Thank you so much, Tony Skinner, for joining us for Clicks of Profit again on the Power Up Show this evening. You're listening to the Power Up Show with Mir and Paul on Live 90.5.
Body language of Paul says he's ready now.
Yeah, clearly.
But
radio body language says I'm ready now.
I do understand why she keeps asking. Keeps asking. It's called... I don't want to say that.
It's called wanting to embarrass me.
No, that's
insanely.
Not it. Raj, I think let's lock it in for the last week of October. We're going to stay back for your show. Yes?
Let's do it on... I think 24th is... 24th October, I think, is Thursday.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong, that will be our Radio Mirchi's 14th year anniversary at Alive.
Wow. 40 years.
Paul would not say no because it will be like a gift from Paul on that segment.
So it would be an insult for me to say no.
That's right.
And will Facebook love that for all your gorgeous listeners? And yeah. Paul, you'll be ready to go.
No, just red.
Yeah.
Not ready to go, just red.
All good.